Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. There is almost no more contested phrase in America than free speech. In fact, freedom of speech has been, well, contested for millennia, since the ancient Greeks first introduced the concept, at least in the Western canon, 2,500 years ago. And of course, the First Amendment to our Constitution protects freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and in practice, well, it gets pretty complicated. As legendary reporter A.J. Liebling wrote in The New Yorker 1960, quote, freedom of the press is guaranteed only to those who own one. Pretty smart thing to say. It carried on through the decades because we are now seeing that exact principle play out before us. This active desire to own a press, to control freedom of the press, from some of the right, to control who gets to speak and how under the guise of free speech. That is what the celebration of billionaire Elon Musk buying Twitter is all about.
Twitter. It's in Elon Musk's hands. Can you believe it?
Count this one as a victory for free speech.
And he may, in fact, save the town square.
It could turn out to be a pivot point in our history. Elon Musk believes in free speech. He thinks everyone should be allowed to talk.
People should be free to say what they want to say without just being shut down, silenced, and canceled just because it doesn't fit, what, their far-left narrative.
They want everyone to be free to say what they want to say, even if, in the case of Donald Trump, they use the platform to incite a deadly riot, like Trump did before he got kicked off Twitter. But okay, fine.